Hi, my name is Laura, and you're listening to CKSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser Campus Radio.
Would you give me a beat?
CJSF 90.1 FM is the campus radio station for Simon Fraser University, located on Burnaby Mountain in BC, Canada. CJSF 90.1 FM, diverse, independent, yours. Check us out on SoundCloud or at cjsf.ca.
Hello and welcome to CanQueer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith, and go ahead. I was just going to say we're joined by, but yeah.
Oh, I'm Sebastian. Joining you from Ottawa, which from the looks of it, looking outside, we might be getting yet another tornado warning. It seems to be the year of tornadoes.
Yeah. The weather's really taking you for a spin over there at the moment, eh?
Yep, I haven't gotten any alerts or anything. It's just been warm all day, but when it's warm with a cold breeze, not cool, not unseasonably low temperature, but cold. Mm-hmm. I had to put on a hoodie earlier.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's tornado weather, yeah. But I don't know, whatever. I think only one of them has actually touched down and done any damage so far this year, and I think it was a couple farms, which, you know, my heart goes out to those individuals.
Oh, no. In Barrhaven, it took some of the roofs off. Yeah, it touched.
Okay. Yeah. Well, nobody got hurt though, right?
I mean, some feelings. And, okay. You know, garden gnomes. Those, you know, they were pretty roughed up. But yeah, no, weather's crazy. I also saw a couple of days ago that it was snowing in Calgary, in the middle of summer.
It's Calgary. It's Canada.
This is.
I mean, Canada moment right there. Yeah. You know, one day you're wearing a thong. End of list, because it's the surface of the sun outside, and then the next day you're like, where's my toque? It's definitely Canada. Just oh yes. Yeah, we get the crosswinds from both the Caribbean and the Arctic. We're kind of halfway between those two.
What a wild ride.
We think of ourselves as being in the north, but you know that Toronto's at the same latitude?
Is it meridian? Is that the right word?
The same latitude as Madrid. We're not as far north as we think we are.
Speaking of Madrid, they're having an election happening soon, and people are rather concerned about what may come of it. I think there's they're not expecting anyone to particularly pull out ahead. And there might need to be a coalition government in Spain. And
Most European countries are coalition governments. That was the big news that I saw last week was, oh my God, ultra right wing government wins election in the Netherlands, except it was a farmers party, which is kind of like a pretty easygoing type of conservatism. And it was a coalition government, and they just had the largest slice of the coalition at 15%. That's not really... Yeah,
that seems to happen a lot as well. And we know that in Spain, the reason why it's raising concern is because they suspect... I mean, the election hasn't even happened yet, but they suspect that... I think it's the sort of more right-to-center conservatives that will be elected may need to rely on the far more right of center, smaller parties to run. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how that unfolds. But yeah, you mentioned Madrid, and I realized that there was a small Spanish story in the news this week.
You always have to bear in mind the details, though, when you're looking at especially European countries and South Africa, actually, which also has this issue, that they tend to have so many parties that when you're talking about the ruling party, you're looking at somebody who has, like, 10-20% of the seats, not of the popular vote, of the seats, and they're a coalition government, and it's not as powerful or as dangerous as it comes across. I mean, there's always details with stories like this, elections. I mean, if you're not in a two-party system like the U.S., it's always going to be a lot more complicated. Even here in Canada, even with just 3.5 parties, because let's be honest, You could fill in which party is the half party yourself in your own brain. But
are we including the block, or are we not including the block?
Oh, true.
You forgot about them, didn't you?
I forgot about them. Yeah, I did forget about them. Well, I can't vote half for them parties, where I am,
unless you're in Quebec, in which case,
five. Yeah. But the details matter when it comes to this kind of thing. So it's at first when I heard about that about the Netherlands, and then I saw what kind of conservatives they are. They were just like infrastructure, funding schools, like basic the sort of like. The easygoing kind of conservatism. I was like,
I believe they were also looking at rolling back some of the environmental measures, mainly because of the impacts it's had on their viability. I think it was the speed and the scale of environmental measures that the Dutch government rolled out that was particularly difficult for Dutch farmers to respond to. We're not a Dutch agricultural show, so let's maybe move on to something gayer. Troye Sivan has been all over the news. Now, have you listened to his track Rush?
I watched it earlier. You asked me, was I familiar with the controversy with Rush? And all I could think was the Canadian progressive adult contemporary rock band.
It was either that or the DJ, shock jock host Rush Limbaugh, maybe. But
I was more interested in the Canadian progressive rock band, which, you know, YYZ is a masterpiece, but I couldn't understand why that would be news. Then I just put it into Google, and then I was like, oh, Troye Sivan did a thing. I think that's one of the reasons why I want to put a pin in the word controversy, because MTV doesn't have the power that it used to have. Music videos don't have the significance that they used to have. When Madonna made a music video with a burning cross in it and a black Jesus, that made the news. That made national debates. That was literally talked about in the government in the United States. I don't think it has that kind of impact anymore.
It's interesting because I thought it might be worth discussing the music video for the Troye Sivan song Rush, mainly in the context of how that discussion has unfolded within the queer community.
Yes.
And, you know, like for queer folks, it's, you know, really interesting. It's interesting you talk about, like, the Black Jesus and Burning Cross with Madonna. Because if we roll back to Sam Smith's I'm Not Here to Make Friends, that was a segment on Fox News. That was a whole episode of the Good Morning UK TV show. Like, people had very strong opinions.
And, you know, I'm sure Piers Morgan also talked about it for a full 2 weeks.
Oh, but undoubtedly. I think there's a boycott against Samsung. You know, it's, there's definitely, people were outraged. And it was more about the fact that people were concerned that Sam Smith, who identifies as non-binary, who is on the larger side, I think, you know, is they are quite comfortable in sort of expressing the larger size in their music video, is very much about demonstrating their sexuality in a way that they are most confident with. But, like, at one point, we're swinging from a chandelier. And I'm like, well, we've seen that in music videos. At one point, someone was spraying them with water in a somewhat suggestive manner. Also, we've seen that elsewhere. But the fact that this was a big artist, non-binary, their body was on the larger side, ruffled a lot of feathers. And then we get to now, where we have Troye Sivan, who, if he turns sideways, he may disappear from view. You know, he is incredibly slim and slender. And in the music video, all of the other people in it were also incredibly slim and slender. You know, it was...
Well, to be fair, most of the other people in the music video were professional dancers.
Yes.
The choreography was quite excellent.
I liked the choreography. I actually, don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the music video. I thought it was fantastic.
Okay.
Also, I mean, they all reminded me of, folks may be familiar with Timothy Chalamet. A lot of the music video dancers and even Troye Sivan have a similar sort of body shape to Timothée Chalamet. That sort of smaller stature, thinner frame, you know, and there's a lot of, like, people exist. And that is a body type that exists in the world.
D&D Archer.
Who?
D&D Archer. An archer from Dungeons & Dragons.
Oh, I see. D&D Archer. Okay. You know, I thought it was like a name, D&D. I was like, oh, is
they're
that
always
like
depicted
Australian
as being
actor, maybe? I don't know.
Like tall and skinny, narrow waist, broad shoulders, long arms. Yeah.
Exactly.
Although, really, to draw a war bow, you need to be able to pick up a 110-pound child with two fingers. Like, actual archers were way stronger, but that's completely aside the point. A lot of them were slender because if you're a professional dancer and you practice for 8 hours a day, 6 days a week, you tend to lose weight.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that didn't faze me at all. There were a lot of background characters who were just sort of lounging about who are more variation in their body types, but the dancers were shaped like how dancers are often shaped.
It's interesting that the backlash seems to have come from the gay community, and I'm calling foul a little bit here. I referred to myself recently as not a slim chicken. I think I was mixing metaphors at the time, but I like it and I'm going to stick with it. I am not a slim chicken.
But
I bring it up because Troy Sivan, has been very unapologetically queer in the music that he makes. I'm thinking of Bloom, which was a thinly veiled metaphor for a particularly gay activity in his earlier album. And Rush is primarily about the use of poppers. Being Rush is the name of one of the brands of amyl nitrates that are also very popular in the gay community. So,
right.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, this Australian singer is unapologetically and very much singing to the queer experience that he has lived, you know. And somebody mentioned in sort of the debate that's unfolding around this video that, you know, if you think about the group of friends that you have, and it reminds me of an interview with, I forget who it was, but they were saying about, you know, you don't have in your group of friends the one Asian person, the one black person, the one indigenous person, the one white person. You don't have a Pokemon Rolodex of Pokedex of one of every friend.
Disney streaming service TV show sitcom.
You are, you know, if you live in a diverse neighborhood, then you're going to have something that's more reflective. But generally speaking, birds of a feather flock together.
Yeah.
And that exists throughout life. And when you look at this music video from Troy Sivan, they all look somewhat similar to Troy Sivan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think for somebody who's creating a music video that reflects their passions, their lived experience, my understanding was that the video was inspired by, and the song was inspired by, going out to the clubs in Sydney, in Australia, and sort of who he was with and who he saw. That music video makes all the sense in the world. But we have a friend in common who took significant umbrage to this particular music video.
Yeah, you asked me, you instead of actually just saying, you said, go look it up yourself. And all I could find was complaints of people who didn't realize that Troye Sivan was Australian and people who didn't realize that he was gay. To which, to both, I was like, that's weird. A lot of Australian musicians go under the radar where people don't, like, a lot of people don't realize that Sia is Australian.
Oh.
Or the Minogue sisters. People forget Danny exists. Danny actually had a really good career in the 90s. But yeah, the Minogue sisters are Australian. It's really weird. People forget about them.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Our friend in common was talking about this idea that who you represent speaks volumes to your values. It speaks volumes to the space that's being taken up and so on and so forth. As if almost as if every music video is a statement. It's a billboard on where gays are at right now.
Sometimes it ain't that deep. You know, sometimes you just want to make
just pretty boys dancing, you know?
You just want to make a music video in an airship, you know? Which I don't even remember which one that was, but it was a Jennifer Lopez video and it was like a big rave. And at the end they had like this, the bay doors open. It turns out the whole thing was on it was all CG, but still it was just, she just wanted to have a thing on an airship. So they had a thing on an airship. It's not that deep. Airships are cool. Get over it, you know? And you know, queer artists are allowed to do the same thing. They're allowed to say, you know, like, I really like, I don't know, Vikings. So let's have our song be all about Vikings. No reason. I just think they're neat, you know? And I don't know, not everything has to be representative of everything. This is one of the things that I don't like about identity culture, that everything has to be symbolic of something. Everything has to represent something. Everything has to be a signifier of both yourself and of the greater culture. And sometimes you just want to say, you know, I just really like tacos. Mm-hmm. You know, the best pasta sauce recipe ever that I ever got was from a Daft Punk music video. So, I mean, it was just a music video where there's an old lady making pasta sauce, and it was Revolution 909 at the bottom and had the recipe and what she was doing as she was doing. It was great. No reason. Daft Punk just, they're from Paris. So, of course, they like food. That's it. It's not that deep, you know, and I don't understand why everything has to mean something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does. I get that. You know, you're an artist. The whole point is that it means something. But sometimes, you know, all you're trying to express is, you know, hey, man, I like swimming pools. Like, it's okay.
Well, Troye Sivan has spoken to his new song, Rush, and really it was talking about, like I said earlier, that lived experience of being queer in Sydney. And he wanted it to be about those, you go out on a date, you go dancing, and one date, you know, one day turns into the day and the night and then the weekend. And then you're, you know, it's a summer crush. And it's about that. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm sure you can empathize with that heat and intensity and that sweatiness and just the blur of energy that happens when you're sort of wrapped up in that young love. Mm-hmm. And I think the music video does a great job of sort of demonstrating that. And I think that makes sense to me. Is it a billboard statement on fat phobia in the gay community? Maybe, perhaps, possibly. But the gay community has been struggling with fat phobia for decades, absolutely decades. You know, I was talking to one of our other hosts here, and we were talking about the gay male obsession with fitness and health, you know, and how it permeates our culture in so many ways. You know, how what's seen as good and attractive is so tied to good health. And, you know, there's links in terms of how men have represented in media, but there's also links to, you know, the HIV crisis and the fact that if you weren't seen as the healthiest healthy person ever, you know, nobody would want to risk, you know, connecting with somebody who could potentially have HIV in the 80s and the 90s. You know, you had to be the most healthy to avoid, to have any chance of a romantic life. And that sort of has consisted and persisted. So, yeah, for me, it makes sense. Could we do better as a community? Maybe. Is it on Troye Sivan to do better? Maybe a tiny little bit. But like I said, this young Australian singer has done so much for queer culture and Australian queer music that I think he gets a bit of a pass.
I don't know. I also think that's very much a youth culture thing.
Because
when you get older, you do get, like, you know, the bear scene and that kind of thing. There is more of an emphasis. Well, not an emphasis on diversity, a more open-mindedness to diversity as you age out of that sort of, like, twink age group.
Yeah, you become the twunks, and that's such a stupid word.
It's this massive typology of terms that are poorly defined. So now you have a typology where no one can agree on the terms, at which point, what's the point of having the typology?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, like,
there's some universals. Everyone knows a twink is, you know, Troye Sivan, Timothy Chalamet. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows a silver fox is
Anderson Cooper.
I pictured him in my mind, and I couldn't remember his name. But yeah, those ones are easy. Famous bear? Who would a famous gay bear be?
Oh, I mean, we went to brunch with him.
That the public would know.
Famous gay bear. Oh my god! I mean, Barrowman has bared up a little bit in his older age.
A little bit, yeah. John Barrowman, yeah.
Yeah, who, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, yeah. What would Stephen Fry be? I mean, that sort of nerdy gay, like that
Papa Bear vibes for sure.
Yeah, we definitely need more of that in public. Just that sort of like coy, kind of like intellectual, happy-go-lucky. I mean, I wish we had the stereotype of being happy-go-lucky. That would be fantastic. Instead of being the stereotype of being snooty or mean or superficial, some of which is perpetuated deliberately by people, and some of which is fought against tooth and nail by others. I mean, it's a community. It's diverse, right?
Yeah. I mean, it comes to something when, you know, I think we spoke about the Sam Smith video when it came out, and the internal queer communities debate and infighting around the Troye Sivan video, I think really demonstrates that we are not all in agreement. You know, myself and you may be in agreement that this is maybe a tornado in a teacup here. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are close friends of ours who would disagree. And perhaps there is a social responsibility for a greater diversity in who is represented in music videos and things that are expressed to the broader culture. But, you know, like I said, we're not all in agreement. Now, we're going to jump to our first track. This is not going to be Rush by Troye Sivan. We're actually just playing all Canadian LGBTQ-identified artists. I was contacted by Grace Ma, the artist behind 22 Again, based out of Ottawa and Toronto. I think born in Ottawa, based in Toronto now. This is what she told me about this track. 22 Again was written after a phone call with my best friend. She struggled with chronic illness since our late teens, and that day we were talking about all the things we wish we had done before the responsibilities of adulthood had kicked in. Her specifically, before she'd gotten sick. The words and melody spilled out simultaneously over the next 42 minutes as I recorded on keys and voice memo in my bedroom. Since then, 22 Again has been pulling in loved ones and listeners to feel set free from the worries of life and future and live presently in youthful nostalgia. You'll never be as young as you are again today. And I don't know, I think that, yeah, let Troye Sivan strut about with skinny twinks, because that's where he is in at this moment in life. And I invite all of you listening to think about where you are and what you were doing at 22. Oh, if you're under 22, what you are doing now. This is 22 Again by the incredible Grace Ma, and we will be back just after this.
Trash the kitchen, throw the tables, bring the roof down on us. I'm so close to smashing windows, jumping out it on a perfect glass, like get me out of a magazine. I've been trapped in somebody else's dream of what this isn't. I should be, I'm just living like I'm free. So I'm gonna be 22 again, do all the stupid things I I might just throw up on the sidewalk, crash into my neighbor's new car, dent the garage, sneak out late and sabotage a new relationship. I don't wanna get too messy that I can't come back, but I should give my best shot. Oh, I know it sounds strange, should've outgrown looking for pain and being reckless. If I had it my way, won't be living for my 401k. So I'm gonna be 22 again, do all the stupid things I never did. What I would've give to not know any better. I'ma be a kid, act a fool or whatever. Yeah, it'll be fun.
chasing you. Gave to with the freedom that comes with being alive. It gets stressful times. Hold on to your you. Hold on to your you.
Hello and welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name remains Luke Smith.
And I am still Sebastian.
Excellent. Now, it's one of my favorite times of year where we get to talk about all of the adorable little small community prides. Sorry?
They're doing a good job.
They are. I know.
Don't pat them on the head.
I was very head-patting comment, but honestly, they bring me such joy.
Yes.
There is something about... Okay, let me phrase this correctly. Mm-hmm. During major festivals like Toronto Pride or Montreal or Vancouver or even ones like Ottawa, there is such scale... Mm-hmm. that you don't get that same sense of community and community building. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to really zero in on niche components of it. You have to, you know, go to a small group thing or a single event to kind of really get that. There's just so many people that you can't really necessarily have that same sense of community. But in small town pride, it's you and 20 other people or 100 people.
Also, a lot of the metropolitan and large city prides, it's just the law of large numbers. You have so many events going on. You have so many moving parts. You have so many people involved. You're guaranteed to get at least one controversy per year, per festival, just because there's so many things going on. Of course, someone is going to do something completely wrong at some point in time. So they're kind of inherently mired in controversy just because of how many moving parts there are. Whether or not it turns into a controversy or not at all often has to do with their PR and their outreach and whether or not they account for themselves. It's a different story. But small town prides, because they're nice and small, there's just less to go wrong and more to go right. Mm. And they tend to be a lot more smooth and pleasant. A lot more pleasant.
It warms your heart to participate in a small town pride. You know, it also, I think, that intimacy from less people not only allows you to connect more with the
fewer
folks,
people.
I mean, there might be less people. I mean, you know.
If they were all in a container, yes.
Yes, or there might be lesser. I think lesser of them. No, I'm just kidding. You're right. Thank you for grammar policing. But yes, there are often fewer people, which allows for that intimacy. But it also means that when there is backlash, you are that much closer to it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you don't have the protection of large numbers. Mm-hmm. You know, when someone's yelling verbal abuse at a pride parade or what have you, you know, it's a double-edged sword, that greater sense of community and feeling of love, but also that being closer to the vitriol and the hate that comes with it. I don't know, I just... Small-town prides hold a soft spot in my heart, for sure.
And if you have a recommendation on how to prove it next year, you just go two doors down and knock on Doreen's door. She's probably home.
Mm-hmm. I like Doreen. She's nice.
So yes, the ones that I could find, Annapolis, Nova Scotia, had a pride event. Bridgewater, Nova Scotia, they had their first pride event. Elsipogtog First Nation in New Brunswick, which is a Mi'kmaq Nation site, they had a pride. And the one that really interested me, this one I thought was really cool. So Small Point, Adams Cove, Blackhead, and Broad Cove, with names like that, you know they're from Newfoundland. they all had a joint pride in Conception Bay North. So that's sort of the region. But they called it Come Home Queer.
Oh, cute.
And it was for two reasons. First of all, It happened over a couple decades, but a while ago, the East Coast slowly emptied out of people as the slowly shutting down of the fisheries and reduction of the industrial sector in Canada meant that there were fewer jobs and a lot of people left the East Coast, mostly actually to come here to Ottawa. So there was a